Good day. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily Tuesday, February 18th, 2025 Financial Services News Wrap. We begin with a significant overhaul in the financial advising sector. The Treasury has broadened career accessibility by revamping education pathways for new entrants. Those eager to join this dynamic industry will now need a bachelor's degree in any discipline, along with mandatory credentials in finance-related subjects such as economics and ethics. The benefits are twofold: attracting diverse talent while maintaining the professional integrity of the field through continuous training and examinations. From July 2026, the yearly registration procedure with ASIC will cease to exist, instead being relocated to authorizing bodies and providing advisors with administrative relief. Existing advisors, make a note on your calendars. January 2026 is the deadline to meet these revised criteria. Now, moving on to the superannuation space, there are significant changes on the horizon due to recommendations from the Senate Economics References Committee's third interim report. The proposed adjustments include prohibiting superannuation funds from utilizing capital from members to cover potential fines. Instead, they would become reliant on shareholder funding. This shift could potentially introduce an element of instability, as funds unable to find external sources to cover penalties risk becoming insolvent. Additionally, the report proposes that APRA should regulate fund compliance and demand independent directors on trustee boards. Whilst this suggestion aligns with the post-Hayne Royal Commission changes, it could place added strain on profit-to-member funds. Let's continue with a looming decision from the Reserve Bank of Australia, which has Australian homeowners caught between a rock and a hard place. A potential interest rate cut is up in the air, presenting a double-edged sword to homeowners. While a cut would offer mortgage relief, global trade uncertainties and potentially its effect on the Australian dollar may necessitate maintaining current rates. The government is cognizant of homeowners' cost of living concerns and reiterates its commitment to alleviating fiscal strain. Unfortunately, the wisps of a crisis can be wrought as Australia's insurance sector faces increasing challenges. A record 1.6 million households are grappling with surging home insurance premiums. The Actuaries Institute's August 2024 report highlights a 9% climb, outpacing income growth. The intensification of natural disasters due to climate change is exacerbating this burden, posing a need for a comprehensive strategy to combat these skyrocketing costs and assure affordable insurance for all Australians. That wraps up the day's happenings in the Australian financial services landscape. Remember, for your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in to your trusted daily financial news source.